Well, how are things?
Good.
Yeah?
It's been busy. Things are good.
Yeah.
Yourself?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I got no complaints. I'm talking to you guys, having fun, living the dream.
I saw you got drafted earlier.
I got drafted by myself. You know what? And I got to tell you something. I thought, you know, I tried to get higher than the first pick overall, but I couldn't figure out a way. So.
There's a lot of our listeners who might question the choice of color.
Well, you know what? I got drafted by the Stampeders, so that's the so it's no more complicated than that. Plus, there was no winning that argument. I mean, literally.
So your first Mark CFL week with you as commissioner, how's it going so far?
I'm almost overwhelmed by what a great experience it's been. You know, the city of Winnipeg is put on they're putting on great hospitality, as we've come to expect from, you know, from these great cities that make up the, you know, the CFL, and it's a beautiful facility. The RBC Convention Center is really well designed for, you know, for the CFL week activities, and we just finished a Shaw Respect Camp, which was a big success. Like, it's just, you know, everywhere you turn, there's something good happening. The fans seem to be really enjoying it. The players are rock stars. Like, just, you know, when you see them with the kids, it's hard to figure out who's having more fun, the players or the kids. And that makes, I think that's one of the, you know, many reasons that makes our league special.
Now, speaking of fun, we saw the NFL commissioner run the 40 time a few weeks back. He ran a 5.41, I believe. With the combine being a major event here at CFL Week, what would your time be?
Well, I think the best time I could have would be watching others run. That would be, using a time reference. You know, back in the day, I actually had reasonably good foot speed. That was back in the day, and if you gave me the right person, you know, like if it was, say, like a cousin or a brother timing me, and you know, I could probably come in with a pretty good showing. I'd have to have a lot of people turning their backs so they didn't see the whole thing happen. But you know what? I think that running 40s is best left to these amazing world-class athletes that play our game, and these incoming stars who are, you know, going to play in our great league and be the future of our game. So I'll leave that lifting up to them, and I'll stick to the corporate stuff. And I don't know, who knows, maybe Roger and I one day can go mano a mano and see who can, you know, get there faster.
I'd love to watch that.
Yeah.
So what are you learning a lot about this week?
You know, it's the same kind of steady reminders that have now, you know, been part of these many months since I've taken the job. You know, first of all, it starts with how great our team presidents are. You know, we had an executive council meeting, and I'm always impressed by how much this group are willing to lean in and think differently about how we take the league to the next level. I think the rules committee exercise that we just completed, the recommendations that will now go to the board, again remind me that we are systematically finding a way to think more cohesively. So some of the things that came out of that meeting, I think, are about the flow of the game. You know, we know that our fans want to watch our games. They want to see the games move along. You know, they don't want unnecessary interruptions. Time is so precious in this modern era, and we've got to be respectful of our fans' time. And I'm just so impressed by how our football guys are now absolutely part of what we're trying to build as a business. And I think getting them to come together with, you know, to see the big picture has been impressive. You know, you always love the fans because they're passionate. But, you know, the other reminder is just how much, as great as our players are, that they're great human beings as well. Like, you watch them interact with the kids, and all you got to do is smile, because they just they put their hearts into it. There's nobody checking their watch to figure out, you know, how quickly they can leave. Their dedication is amazing. So it's all of those things and more. But it certainly makes you proud to be connected with the Canadian Football League. And even more broadly, I think it makes me realize how proud I am to be a Canadian.
Now, you mentioned the fans. You just completed the CFL road trip of yours going through CFL towns plus Halifax. How was that experience of kind of getting to talk to the fans of each city and getting that different look across the league?
Yeah, you know what? It was absolutely, first of all, I definitely want to do it again, because I thought the feedback we got from the fans, the connection we made, will really help us. There were some ideas that we can take away that were highly actionable. You know, we got some great insights on the question of a season shift. And the only way you're going to know is if you get out and talk to people and you hear some new ideas. And I thought that the fans were amazing at sharing ideas with us. So, you know what? You realize how passionate they are. They have things they want to tell you. They do it in a classically Canadian way where they're very respectful. I also, you know, am constantly reminded how important it is for me to do my best every day to do this job well, because I do have a responsibility to these amazing CFL fans and the players and the teams who have trusted me. So I get up every morning reminding myself, and that road trip was another reminder of how important it is to be passionate and engaged and to make the effort, because that's what people should expect of the person that has the honor to be in this role.
Now, you mentioned at the town hall meeting in Regina that the bids for the 2020 Grey Cup are going to be opening up right away, and that you're going to be making an announcement on where the 2019 Grey Cup is going to be played. When can we expect that announcement?
Yeah, I think we're literally about 2 weeks away from making the 2019 announcement, and we just finished a governor's meeting in March, and we are going to get the 2019 bid process started very quickly. We want to start moving we want to have the bid process start earlier because we want to give the community that ultimately is selected, we want to give them more time to do their planning, and we want to make the Grey Cup bigger, we want to make the Grey Cup Festival bigger, we want this to be second to none, maybe Canada Day, maybe Canada Day gets a better profile, but We want Grey Cup Day and Canada Day to basically be synonymous for a day of national celebration across Canada. So, you know, taking more time and giving the cities more time to do their planning is an important part of getting that done.